Good morning, listeners. Wonderful to have your company here on our regular Thursday morning Community Conversations program. We have lots of interesting people here that we have conversations with. Very rarely do we have a person who has an international background, who speaks four languages, German, French, Italian, and we hope for today's program, English. Otherwise, we're in trouble. My very special guest here in the studio is none other than cartoonist Danny Zemp. Hi, Danny. Wonderful to have you here live in the studio. Nice. Speaking English, we hope.
No, I don't speak any English. Good day, Bruce.
Fantastic.
Thanks for having me. I've learned Australian, so I'm pretty
wonderful.
Sure.
Wonderful. We're on the same page. And I've twisted Danny's arm to stay a little longer in the valley because he's heading down this morning to the World Superbikes that are being held down at Phillip Island. Some of you will know Danny around Healesville because he drives a 1941 Chevrolet truck. It's red. And it's quite a characteristic sort of truck, Danny. You wouldn't miss it.
No. I'm usually quite slow. So it's not a fast vehicle. But most people notice the car.
Yeah. Where did that come from? Have you had it since 1941? You're not that old, so you can't have.
No. I certainly didn't. I haven't been in Australia for that long either. But I've bought it online. I bought it through Sydney. I got it shipped down here. And didn't need to do an awful lot of work on it. Just spit and polish every now and then. And actually, not even that. I just keep it as it is. And it's original, fully registered. So I have an awful lot of fun with that.
Yeah, we see it regularly around Healesville. And for those of you who don't see the truck or perhaps are less interested in trucks and superbikes, Danny will be better known to you as the weekly cartoonist who does cartoons in the Mountain View Mails. He does cartoons all over the place, but we'll just talk about that for a moment. And just recently, he was involved in doing caricatures for raising funds for bushfire support in Docklands. Well, that was a big thing, Danny. We'll talk about that a little bit more.
Sure.
You grew up in Switzerland. You're an arborist by trade, and according to your profile, you used to do Asterix comics and things like that too. You like copying Asterix.
That's what I started off with, basically. Yes, in a way, way back, my dad bought the first editions of the Asterix comics as they came out in the 60s and 70s. And I loved them. I just devoured them as a kid, like sitting in the corner, reading them backwards and forwards. And this eventually I started copying them, looking how to trace them, much to the disgust of my dad, because the first edition of his books were basically ruined.
Yeah. I've been to the Le Parc Asterix just north of Paris. It's an amazing place, a little park there, Danny. And I was fascinated by Asterix too. Maybe it says something about my age. But if you've just joined us, I'm Bruce Argyle. And for the very first time in the 5 years that I've been doing this program with Cora, we have a cartoonist, a real live cartoonist here in the studio, in the person of Danny Zemp. Danny will be known to many of you around the Yarra Valley community by virtue of his driving a 1941 Chevrolet truck. But more importantly, many of you will have seen his cartoons in the weekly Mountain View's Mail and in other places. Danny, I think our listeners would love to know how you, having travelled from Switzerland as an arborist, I think you did that for quite some time, how did you make the transition from there to being a cartoonist? Did you seriously fall out of a tree or something?
Actually, I did. I did fall out of a tree.
Well,
only,
there you go.
Only monkeys and overripe fruit fall out of the trees. And me.
And you.
And me, yes. I've always been a cartoonist. I've always drawn.
Yes.
So that's
you were saying before the last song that you used to copy Asterix cartoons back then. Yes.
So I think once you have that sort of passion in you and draw cartoons or art in general, I don't think you stray far away from it. But at the end of the day, you know that this is not a, doesn't bring much money in unless you're really, really famous. And
I say the cartoonist doesn't fall too far from the tree.
No, not really.
Sorry, I couldn't resist that.
Oh, I can get used to it. I like it.
Yeah. It's evolved then for you.
It has evolved. I had to have an education to start off with, something to fall back onto. If both of my hands fall off, I have to draw with my feet. That's not going to be pretty. And, everyone needs to have a trade, something if something goes wrong, they can work on that. And my job was being an arborist. And I enjoy that because every day is different. There's no single tree is the same.
Yep, you branched out.
Exactly. And I've rooted myself into that sort of position there. And for 25 years, I was there out on a limb, basically. But I had to leave at
yes,
some stage.
Yes, very, very good. Very good. I like that. So you have a, like myself, a bit of a sense of humour. Well, we like to think we do, Danny. But and your wife, Ella, who may be listening at the moment. Hi, Ella. You'll be able to verify whether we do have a sense of humour or not. But to the rest of the people that are listening today, being a cartoonist, I mean, I haven't shared this with you, Danny, but way back when I always had aspirations of being a cartoonist and started doing architecture and drawing and stuff like that, but I could just never get them right, never get the lines in the right places. I mean, it really is a talent. It's a real skill.
It's training. Training makes training. It's a cliche, but it is true.
Yeah.
And you are pretty good at drawing a straight line, being an architect. You should see my straight lines.
Yeah, but you don't need to draw straight lines in cartoons too much.
Well, I don't need to have a straight face, the whole job anyway. So I can go off on a limb all the time. I have fun with my job. I can inspire people, but I can also make it serious.
Yes.
So I find the cartooning as a medium can engage people on multiple levels. Mm. It can be funny, makes people laugh, but also at the same time, people can read through it and take their own context out of it and make it their own, which can be taken both ways.
Mm.
I enjoy that because it's just multifaceted.
There's a great quote that I like, happy is the person who makes his hobby his job.
Yes.
And in a way, it seems to me that's what you've done here, Danny.
I thoroughly enjoy drawing. It's a chore sometimes because people just don't see how much work goes into that one little picture.
Yes.
I mean, someone can write a 1,000-word article, and it is a lot of work involved, but I spend at least the same amount of time, yes, not more at times, to say the same thing in one picture.
But then they do say, to use all the cliches this morning, but a picture is worth 1,000 words as well.
Exactly, exactly.
So that's about 2 pages of writing, I suppose. Danny, just going back, your inspiration for a cartoon, you know, what is it that, is it something that you see? Is it something that you experience? Is it someone that you run into? Not literally in your 41 Chevrolet, but I mean, is what usually inspires the, let's say, the weekly cartoon that goes into the Mountain Views? Is it something you read, something you see, something in the news?
Yes, it comes down to various different issues that crop up in town or in the valley. Quite often I try to research what's happening, what's important, what's happening next week. Often I miss it, like Valentine's Day. I go like, wow, that happened on a Friday. Could have done it last week. But then you sometimes adjust to that. If there's nothing happening that's important in the coming week, I can actually reflect of what's happening the previous week. So storm events happen in one week and we got a report about it next week. I just draw something about the aftermath of it.
Mm. I was chuckling off here, Danny, because I've got Danny's portfolio of cartoons from the Mountain View Mail newspaper in Healesville, and there's pages and pages and pages of them here. I'll spare you the punchlines, but it's just amazing work, Danny. It's such a broad spread, you know. The little waist cartoon you did here, where you joke about his baseline. I think it's very clever. It's very creative work, isn't it?
Some work better, some don't. Sometimes you can get the joke across, and other times it's maybe lost with my idea. I have a particular vision of what I see, and that might not always translate onto the paper. It's not always straightforward. Sometimes you struggle.
Okay, so let's go to motivation then. Is it, if I could put you on the spot, do you do cartoons? Well, we've talked about the enjoyment of that, but is it to inform? Is it to influence? Is it to humour? Is it to entertain? What motivates you to do that cartoon?
It is a combination of all of them, I would say. I'd like to inform people, and I'd like to people being interested in cartoons, because as I said before, it is a medium that is dying in the with newspapers together at the moment. Everything goes online. And I would like to see cartoons being more embraced. As in Australia, in the media, we don't see enough of them. We don't value cartoons and cartoonists themselves all the way through. There are a handful of cartoonists who made it big time with big newspapers, but even those are on a moment's notice. They don't know whether they have a job next month. And that's the reality we have. And who's going to put bread and butter on the table if people don't read the cartoons or if the media dies in the format we have? Of course, we will reinvent ourselves. We will find ways of drawing again.
Yeah.
It just has to be a different thing.
Mm. I mean, we know the big names like Michael Lunig, you know, everybody knows kind of Michael Lunig and so on. But there are lots of aspiring cartoonists out there. I mentioned that I would have loved to have done it myself, Danny. But what would you be saying to people who think, oh, I wouldn't mind giving that a go or something? I mean, is there an association or something like that people can find out more?
Absolutely.
Yeah? Tell us about that.
We are in the Australian Cartoonists Association, the ACA for short. You'll find them online. Google it and you'll find it. It's not a problem at all. In the Docklands, we have an Australian Cartoon Museum that's run by Jim Bridges. And there is a world of information and cartoons there. He's been collecting cartoons from the airport's newspaper from all around the world for 40 years, just about.
Wow.
And it's huge. It's massive. And it's all voluntary-based. So we're working together. Not just me. We've got other people. We've got about a dozen people helping out there on a regular basis. Archiving cartoons from different eras, political, world cartoons.
Wow.
It's huge. And it's nice to see someone actually putting that together and trying to show it to the world.
Yeah. Let's take a segue. You mentioned Docklands. That's where the cartoon museum is. You were there yourself just 2 weeks ago doing caricatures to raise money for bushfire victims.
Yes.
Tell us, how did it go?
Particularly for the Wildlife Victoria, we collected the money. We got about $2,000 to get up, $2,500. I'm not quite sure about the final figure. We had heaps of cartoonists and caricaturists coming in, and we drew people for a small amount, like for $20 to funnily distort someone's face.
It
was great. So we got like Paul Harvey, people know George Haddon, Al Rose, Anthony Pascoe. These are probably the top of the range caricaturists, and they were all donning their time for free.
Fantastic.
Which was an absolute laugh. We had such a great time, and people came from a long way away just to have their face drawn, and it was for a good cause.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we're glad that you haven't got your pen with you there, because we reckon you'd be drawing a caricature of Corazon here at the moment or something like that. But in the studio today, we have Danny Zemp, cartoonist extraordinaire. He speaks four languages. Gee, Danny, I just am amazed by anyone who could speak more than one, and I suspect that's the case for many of us Australians and New Zealanders. But you don't only just speak four languages, you speak the language of cartoons.
Yes, I do.
Yes, yes, because in drawing cartoons, and I've got a few sitting here, that's one of the limitations of radio. We can't show you some of the amazing work that Danny's been doing here, but there is a language of cartoons. You are communicating with people in 1,000 words through one picture. Is that what you're trying to do above all else? You're trying to communicate with people?
Yes, in a way it is. You condense an article down to a picture, and people can take that picture apart and necessarily get the gist of the story.
So there's substance and essence to each picture that you do, that there's something there that you're wanting to convey to people. Yeah,
yes.
Obviously. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm being a bit simplistic.
But we always try to tell a story, and often you need to use words to explain what people say or think, or in a situation, or a funny anecdote. I sometimes like using no words at all and see if I can actually. It's like a challenge to say something without saying anything, to shout without Yes. It is not easy, but it is doable. And that's a challenge that I like.
Fantastic.
That means also the cartoon can be translated in so many languages when you don't need to say anything.
So you must have been reading my mind, because that's exactly where I was going. It doesn't actually matter what language you speak when you're actually looking at a cartoon, does it?
You just said you have a cartoonist's mind, so...
Yes.
I do like it. The languages is a bonus to speak different languages. But Australian is, to me, home now, so that's how I feel.
Fantastic. So... if people want to, if they want to talk with you about cartooning, if they, like myself, want to utilise your professional services to draw some cartoons or do something, they can contact you. You have a Facebook page, you have a website, and I guess the best is just your website, zemp.com.au. Would that be the best place?
That's one of the websites I have, but I don't manage that very often.
Okay, so tell us how would people contact you?
They can do it on Facebook.
Yes.
Or email. It's an easy email address. Everyone remembers that. My last name, but don't spell out my last name. It's my last name. Zemp. @bigpond.com.
Okay.
Ah, there we go.
Fantastic. So you're always looking for challenges. I know that you've done a lot of work around the community in terms of promoting events and special things, supporting the community bank and things like that. You are a director of the community bank, in fact.
I am.
And I know you do, well, you're involved in a lot of things with community groups and supporting them and so on. So good on you. And more recently, that's been in the form of raising funds for the bushfires. What's next in the life of Danny Zemp going forward 3 months and 3 years and... are there particular things that you would like to refine as a cartoonist? You know, the things that you, places you'd like to go with your cartooning? Is that the right word, cartooning?
Yes,
cartoonography? That's the right word.
Cartoonography sounds a bit weird, I must admit, but cartooning, yes.
Yeah.
Where does it take me? It's on a year-to-year basis. I like the caricaturing. That's a bit of a passion of mine. It's hard work.
Yes.
We do that often for corporate events, for children. Like every year, George Hatton is organizing a Christmas party for special children.
Yes.
And that's held at the Royal Melbourne Showgrounds in Melbourne, obviously. And we have about a dozen cartoonists going there, caricaturists, and we draw the kids. And it's
fantastic.
Such a buzz. Make those little kids smile.
Yeah, that'd be.
But where does it take me? The cartooning, it's an evolving business. It opens doors, it shuts doors. It's challenging, and I like that challenge because it's never really the same. It's not boring.
Yeah,
it's pushing my boundaries. It's time consuming. Sometimes you get sleepless nights. You wake up in the middle of the night and go, "I got to finish a cartoon by tomorrow morning." So what am I going to do? And most of the times I'm pulling it off, which is good. So
fantastic.
I'm trying to refine my skills every time. This is my challenge. Get better at it, get faster, more refined.
Mm. And I suspect if you were to look over, let's say, your last 12 months of cartoons in the Mountain View Mail, in many ways they would sum up what's been happening in the world, what's been happening in the valley and so on. Would that be fair to say? A bit of a snapshot of...
absolutely.
Of life.
You can make a book out of it. Anyone of the publishers out there would like to speak to me, please feel free, contact me. The $1 million contract is ready to be signed. I'd like to see that we can look back of what's happened in the valley, and the cartoon probably brings that out in a very, very short, colourful form.
Yes.
I would like to see authors in there as well that can... combine the words with it as well and elaborate more in details what the cartoons might miss out on. Sometimes you need to have the extra 1,000 words to the pictures to actually complement it. So in that regards, it helps each other. I don't want to explain the cartoons to too many people because it's the person's interpretation of what the cartoonist says to them.
Fantastic. And putting my own hat on, I know... that we have our special strange business program which will be again on Monday night at 5:30 this coming Monday, where we interview people with very strange occupations around the valley. And Danny, you've kindly offered to draw some cartoons for that, so we're really excited about that and look forward to seeing those in print form somewhere. Sometime this year, which is fantastic. My very special guest in the studio this morning has been none other than Danny Zemp. Danny is very proudly we claim you as our own, Danny, as our cartoonist extraordinaire for the Yarra Valley and beyond. And it's been an absolute delight having you in this morning. Would you describe yourself as, if I had to put one label on you, would you be more of an artist or a writer?
A writer, I'm not sure. An artist? It's difficult to say. I do write every day. I hold a diary and I draw every day. I'm both. I'm an artistic writer. No, I'm a writing cartoonist. I write with pictures.
There you go. I was just trying to put you on the spot, and I haven't been able to do that this morning because you have a language of your own, and that's so evident in the cartoons that you do. Well done. I envy you. I just wish I could have been able to do more than stick figures over the years, Danny.
On that note, everyone can draw. I guarantee you, everyone walking through this door right now, if they have the passion and the willingness to learn, they will be able to draw. So there is no one out there who says, oh, I can't draw. I can only draw stick figures. Well, basically, head down, bum up, and you need to draw. And
you've given me hope, Danny.
Absolutely. Bruce, next year, I will be interviewing you.
Look out.
Yes.
Danny, it's been an absolute delight. I know there are a whole lot of other things we could talk about too. Listeners, if you haven't already seen some of Danny's work, either pick up the Mountain Views mail or go online. Danny has a Facebook page, and you've given us your contact. Do you want to give us those contact details one more time, Danny?
Well, go onto the website. I don't update it regularly. It's dannyzemp.com, just as it is.
Yep.
On Facebook, you'll find me. If you find another Danny Zemp, it's an imposter, or within what you want. Don't tell me. Shallow grave is fine. But if it's got pictures on it, that's me. You'll find it.
Thanks so much for joining me this morning for Community Conversations, but especially a big thank you to you, Danny Zemp, for being our special guest, for allowing us to put you on the spot and ask all sorts of questions. Danny, we could have spoken for another hour. I've already heard from Cora that she wants to have you on her art journal program, so we'll look forward to your company again sometime soon. A final word for our listeners this morning?
I'm glad you're not bored by my comments I made. Hope it wasn't too many dad jokes in here.
Not for an absolute moment, Danny, and really commend you for what you're doing to bring the message to our community in a very different format to what we usually have. So thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and encourage everyone out there to actually pick up the local newspaper from Belgrave to the Rangers Trader and the Mountain View Mail, and look up the cartoons, especially read in about it, write into the newspaper about it, and if you can't find it, send a letter to the editor. Where the hell is the cartoon?
And on that happy note, we'll say bye for another week. See you next Thursday morning.